Page 25. The Lord of the Rings. The Two Towers.
Hurrying forward again, Sam tripped, catching his foot in some old root or tussock. He fell and came heavily on his hands, which sank deep into sticky ooze, so that his face was brought close to the surface of the dark mere. There was a faint hiss, a noisome smell went up. The lights flickered and danced and swirled. For a moment, the water below him looked like some window glazed with grimy glass through which he was peering. Wrenching his hands out of the bog, he sprang back with a cry.
"There are dead things, dead faces in the water," he said with horror. "Dead faces."
Gollum laughed.
"The Dead Marshes, yes, yes, that is their name," he cackled. "You should not look in when the candles are lit."
"Who are they? What are they?"
asked Sam, shuddering, turning to Frodo, who was now behind him. "I don't know," said Frodo in a dreamlike voice, "but I have seen them too. In the pools, when the candles were lit, they lie in the pools, pale faces, deep, deep under the dark water. I saw them, grim faces and evil, and noble faces and sad. Many faces, proud and fair, and weeds in their silver hair, but all foul, all rotting, all dead. A fell light in them."
Frodo hid his eyes in his hands. "I know not who they are, but I thought I saw their men and elves and orcs beside them."
"Yes, yes," said Gollum. "All dead, all rotten. Elves and men and orcs. The Dead Marshes. There was a great battle long ago, yes. So they told him when Sméagol was young, when I was young, before the Precious came. It was a great battle. Tall men with long swords and terrible elves and orcs shrieking. They fought on the plain for days and months at the Black Gates. But marshes have grown since then, swallowed up the graves, always creeping, creeping."
"But that is an age and more ago," said Sam. "The dead can't be really there. Is it some devilry hatched in the dark land?"
"Who knows? Sméagol doesn't know," answered Gollum. "You cannot reach them. You cannot touch them. We tried once, yes, Precious. I tried once, but you cannot reach them. Only shapes to see, perhaps, not to touch. No, Precious, all dead."
J.R.R. Tolkien, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, Book 2, Chapter 2, 1954.